The South Canyon Fire, which burned on Storm King Mountain, started actually July 2nd, 1994, and on July 6th, it killed 14 firefighters, and it really changed how we approach wildland firefighting, and everything that has to do with wildland firefighting really changed from the South Canyon Fire. So, in addition to the how just tragic that was that we lost 14 firefighters, it's a watershed moment really in wildland firefighting where we really just changed how we do everything.
How did it change wildland firefighting? Can you give specifics?
To try to sum it up, in one aspect, just communications got a lot better. So communications among firefighters, communications among the different levels in the firefighting organization, communications with other agencies and other fire departments. And I'd say another thing that really came out of this is we do a lot better job at assessing risk and really looking at when do we want to put firefighters on the ground to fight a fire? What are the values we're trying to protect? And another thing I think that's really come out of this is some of the things that the survivors have said was that they were not real comfortable with where they were going, but at that time, you didn't really speak up. You did what you were told. And today, a firefighter at any level is encouraged. If they're seeing something they don't feel is safe, if they're feeling uncomfortable, they are encouraged to definitely speak up. If actions aren't taken to mitigate that, then there's some avenues they have to bring that up higher into the organizations. And so that's a really big change.
Can you describe what happened on that day in 1994 when the firefighters were killed?
By July of the early July 1994, it had already been a really busy fire season in western Colorado. In previous to that, the few years before that, there had been very few fires. They had been really wet years, and so not a lot of activity. But 1994 hits, and it's very dry. So a big lightning storm comes through on July 2nd. It ignites about 40 fires just in this area along the I-70 corridor. One of those was on Storm King Mountain, which is between Glenwood Springs and Newcastle. And, you know, at the time it started, it was basically a single tree putting up some smoke. It wasn't reported until July 3rd. On July 4th, some firefighters were able to assess it from the bottom that evening of July 4th, and they determined they couldn't reach the fire before dark. And at that point, the fire had grown to about 11 acres. So then on July 5th, seven BLM firefighters hiked up to the fire. It was about a 3.5 mile hike through really thick, nasty oak brush on really steep slopes. So it took them quite a while to get in there. And they had requested more resources, but none were available until that evening. Eight smoke jumpers parachuted down to the fire. And at that point, the fire had grown to about 50 acres. So then on July 6th, more firefighters arrived. You had some smoke jumpers, additional smoke jumpers come in, some local crews. And in the afternoon, the Prineville hotshots started being helicoptered in. By the afternoon, there's about 50 firefighters on the South Canyon fires. What had happened on this fire is it hadn't burned cleanly. So it had burned underneath the oak brush. And so it had burned the leaves and dead material underneath the oak brush, but it hadn't actually burned the oak brush. So there wasn't a real good, you know, safe, what they call black. So a completely burned area that would be a safe place to go, you know, if you needed a safety zone. So this oak brush is already really stressed from a very dry year. Then you had a fire burn underneath it, which further dried it out. And then as the sun kind of came around and started hitting that side of the mountain, that vegetation just was at a critical point. And at that same time, ahead of a cold front, some really strong winds came in. The firefighters had some fire that got started below them, and they saw that and started moving to get off of that slope. And in about 2 minutes, that whole slope just exploded. And 12 firefighters that were working on that slope were overcome. And then two other firefighters that were with the Heli-Tac crew kind of went a different direction and tried to outflank the fire, and they were overcome as well. So we lost 14 firefighters in really just a couple minutes.
What's the goal of Sunday's commemoration ceremony?
Just a tribute to the firefighters and a good way to remember them and to show the family members too that you know, we haven't forgotten. And that was a concern 20 years ago from family members in the firefighting community too. I mean, they made a pledge right then, is we will never forget, you know, what happened here on Storm King Mountain.
David Boyd is with the Bureau of Land Management. He's helping organize the South Canyon Fire commemoration, along with several federal, state, and local agencies. Thanks for taking the time.
Sure.